Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Hugh, you know what I'm going to ask you? What do you think? This is a good one. You like this one.
Yes, I do.
Come on, I can see it in your face.
I like it so much.
I had to turn the volume up the second I heard that one. I might put this on once I leave, actually.
Yeah, I like this.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Nah.
Come on.
I mean, it's not like the same other song you played. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not a Backstreet Boy fan.
But he knew it was Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't a fan, but he knew exactly.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, because it sounds the same.
I heard this from the grocery store.
Listen to this part. Let it go. I don't care. Look at that. Yeah, hey, look at him smiling. Yeah.
I'm just laughing because they all sound just like,
they're all good, you're saying.
Fine. That's fine. I don't want to be painted as a Backstreet Boy hater.
Too late, man.
I'm not hating.
The streets are talking here. People know.
All I know is car radios are getting turned up right now.
Oh, that's right. They are.
And then turned down once I start talking.
Well, no, don't say that. The LHR Parks call on the sit-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seat. That's Color Cut Clarity Carrot. And Cozy on the eve of the NFL draft. All right, Elliot, we've been discussing this morning. You saw it, the ESPN rumor story this morning, like things they're hearing before the draft. Dan Graziano said he heard the Eagles could trade up for a receiver or even Brock Bowers. I think this is insanity.
Because, I know you do.
Because they have enough, and I think they need to even out the other parts of their team, defense, even the offensive line. If they take a pass catcher, let's just say, is it a smart decision?
So let's start with Brock Bowers, because if you would have asked me this last week, I would have hated the pick of Brock Bowers. I think Goddard is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. You could put him 5, 6, 7, wherever you want to put him. He's one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL. I also don't want them to run a ton of two tight end sets. But if we think Kellen Moore is going to come to this offense and have a big say on how it's run and personnel groupings and all that, if you look at the last 3 years of Kellen Moore's coaching, in his personnel grouping, he has used two tight end sets more than most of the teams in the league. I think he's top 10 each of the last 3 years. Mm. And when he's in two tight end sets, he throws it more than almost any other team in the NFL. So if we think Kellen Moore is going to come in here and run his style of offense, they're going to be using two tight end sets and they're going to throw it out of there. So that has to be considered. Now, I don't love Brock Bowers as a prospect. I would rather take a Brian Thomas Jr. But the bottom line is one of the players that will help this team the most in the first round is on the offensive side of the ball as a pass catcher.
Well, that could be true. I mean, the other part of this, and I know you've been on this, is it has to be where the draft falls to them, right? And I keep hearing people say this is a great tackle draft, a great wide receiver draft, which feels like every draft's a good wide receiver
draft, especially nowadays.
Right, and a quarterback draft. So, like, I think I saw something where this could break the record for most offensive players taken in the first round, which could mean one of two things. One, there's an offensive player that's higher on their board than defense, or it could mean that they get a pick of one of the few defensive players. How much do you think that goes into what they do tomorrow night, like the strength of this draft versus what they need?
So when I look at this draft, I think the special players, as you just said, are on the offensive side of the ball. And specifically, I think the strength of this draft in general, you could say quarterback, but I don't love Drake May. I mean, the quarterbacks will go early. I think the deepest position in the first round is offensive line. Howie Roseman, loves offensive linemen, and he loves getting special prospects. So that's what I think they're most likely to do tomorrow night. When you look at the draft and how it plays out, they have a needed offensive line because they don't have a starting offensive guard. The depth behind their starters right now is terrible. I know you can't take a backup in the first round, but regardless, they don't have anybody behind their two tackles. But the best players are at that position. So I think the offensive line checks the box of need, and you're not reaching for a corner or an edge that probably in other years wouldn't be a first-round pick.
You know, I was just about to ask you about that. How much do you feel that with all the young guys that they have on this team right now at that position, that getting a corner is a necessity for this team?
I don't think it's a necessity. When I look at the defensive side of the ball, Kelee Ringo, I think, is a nice young prospect. Eli Ricks, I thought, played well last year, considering the circumstance, getting thrown in as an undrafted rookie. I think he has the ideal body type at corner. He played high-level football in college at big-time programs. I like Eli Ricks. And yesterday, they got Isaiah Rogers reinstated. In the 1 year Isaiah Rogers played, or the last one, I should say, before he got suspended, Pro Football Focus had him ranked as the fifth-best corner in the NFL. Do I think he's the fifth-best corner? No, of course not. But he clearly had a great year and was one of the better corners in the NFL. So they have young players there. And will those guys turn out? Who knows? But I feel just as confident as Kelee Ringo turning into a guy as I do Quinyon Mitchell. Kelee Ringo has done it at the highest level of college football and played in the NFL last year. So I think the corners, they have more guys there than they do at offensive line.
Elliot, I heard Joe bring up something interesting this morning to camera with their – so a lot of these draft trade rumors out there have the Eagles trading one of their two second-round picks to move up in the first round. Do you like that idea? I mean, obviously, if they went way up, it's probably worth it. But, like, would you trade one of the twos to get to 16? Because the point Joe made, and it's a good one, the Eagles have had a lot of success in the second round. It's like Jalen Hurts, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, and we can go on forever. They usually do well there. And it's not like they're – late in the second round, they're like right in the middle, those 50 and 53. Do you think it's a good idea to trade one of those to move up in the first?
So I will always support going up to get your guy. It is more important they hit on the first round pick than it is the second round pick. And if someone is sitting there at 16 that you feel so strongly about, let's say Troy Fontanu out of Washington, stud offensive guard prospect, can play offensive tackle, will start right away, will bring personality to the offensive line room. If he's there at 16 and they feel strongly about him, then go get him. But in this draft specifically, I think there is not a ton of difference between who you're getting at 20 and who you're getting in the top of the second round, mid-second round. It's one of those drafts where I would almost rather have more shots at the dartboard than go up and get like a stud guy. Like the years where the Patrick Surtains, the Jalen Carters, some of the better edge rushers, Will Anderson. I don't think there's those types of players in this draft. So I'll take more shots, but if we're talking on Friday or next week and they've traded up for a guy, I support the idea of having conviction in who you want and spending to get that player.
All right, maybe they traded for Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. So we found out that his coach at Toledo is Nick Sirianni's former college roommate.
Yes.
What do we think about that? I mean, on one hand, it's like, wow, he may have insight that other people don't, like a relationship with that coach rather than just like coach to coach, hey, what do you think of this kid? What do you think about that? Because they've been connected to him. And Tony Pauline yesterday said the Eagles maybe trade with Denver to get all the way up to 12 for him.
I mean, it's going to be a big 48 hours for that friendship, right? I mean, like...
Give me the truth. I need everything I need to know.
If a year from now, the Eagles take Quinyon Mitchell and the stuff that the head coach told Nick proves to be not true, you have to wonder how that impacts their friendship. But, I mean, I do think it's advantageous. At the end of the day, all the teams are talking to this head coach about Quinyon Mitchell. They're getting information. But Nick knowing him better, Nick knowing how to read him, Nick knowing, trusting, I guess, that he would tell him the truth. Maybe he gives more information to Nick. It's only a positive thing. Now, I believe the cornerback stuff is smokescreen. That doesn't mean they won't take one. I mean, if the draft falls their way, I would be very surprised if they moved up to like 12 to take a Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. I think if they take a corner, the most likely one is Kool-Aid McKinstry. He came into Philadelphia. If you look at the history of the Eagles, the guys that they draft are guys that they've brought to Philadelphia. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. Some of the misses. Andre Dillard didn't come to Philadelphia. So I think it matters. If you look at the guys that they've brought to Philadelphia this year, and I know it's not as simple as just saying this, but in some ways it is. The first round players who have come to Philadelphia, Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Troy Fontanu, Tyler Guyton, your guy, the edge rusher out of UCLA, Chop Robinson, and Kool-Aid McKinstry. So while the draft could play out in a lot of different ways, chances are one of those seven players are the ones that are going to be on the Eagles on Friday.
Well, just the names you threw out based on like where we see them mocked, if they go with only guys they've brought in, if we go with the theory you have, and I think the only one since Howie got back into power that they didn't bring in for a visit was Dillard. I think all the rest
they
have.
Yeah, he's the one that fell. He didn't come in. So, they brought Reger in.
So McKinstry, DeJean, or Chop Robinson? Or Guyton? Those feel like the guys that will be around at 20. Like, if they don't trade up.
McKinstry will be there. Cooper DeJean will be there. I think Guyton will be there. And Arnold won't be.
Chop probably will.
The UCLA edge rusher will be there, I would think.
Because of the injury?
Because of the injury and the age.
His production's crazy, though.
Yeah.
He was tremendous.
So, I think the
That's the one with the neck injury, though, right?
Yeah. Latu.
Yeah.
So, I think the best defensive player in the draft is Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle out of Texas. But if you remove like qualifiers about age and injury history, I think the edge rusher out of UCLA is right there. The production is there. And what I really like about him is, and why I think he makes a little more sense as an older player, is he comes to the NFL with pass rusher moves. I mean, Hugh, I'm sure can talk about this, but like if you come to the NFL with a plan to attack offensive tackles already, you're so far ahead of some of these other prospects that have to learn how to do that, how to use his hands, how to counter things that the offensive linemen do. He can do that. So while he's 23 and he has that injury history, he's more ready to play than a guy like Chop Robinson, who doesn't have an injury history and is younger.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his profile, if you take away the injuries, he looks like a top 10 pick. Like,
yeah,
great pass rusher, production, is the comp is TJ Watt.
And the fact that he's not tells you how concerning the age and the injury is.
Yeah, and it's not just like a leg injury. It was like spinal fusion. Like,
well,
That's a lot.
He had neck surgery. He missed 2 years of football. So I don't know if he's more likely to re-injure the neck, but I do think what the situation is, if he were to, then he's probably done. As opposed to another player, if he were to, you know, unfortunately suffer that injury, maybe he could continue to play.
For sure. All right, Ellie, let's end with this, because I think it's an underrated subplot of this draft. I know we're not paying attention to the quarterbacks as much because the Eagles aren't in the quarterback market, but if things break a certain way, four or five of these guys could land in the NFC. Like a year ago, when we looked at the future of the NFC, it was like, it's Jalen Hurts and?
Yeah.
And now Brock Purdy established himself as good. Jordan Love looks like he's good, right? And now we could add, Goff's not going anywhere for a while. And now we could add potentially four or five of these young kids. So I'm going to throw the names at you and just give me a sense of what you think of them, if there's any that you think stand out. I know you're a big guy on franchise swag with quarterbacks.
I am, yeah. All right. I've looked at all of their Instagrams. I'm ready to see how cool they are.
Caleb Williams is going to be in the NFC with the Bears. He's one.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is probably going to be the second pick to the Commanders, so he's in the NFC too and in the division. The Giants could trade up for Drake May. That's a third. And then McCarthy and the Vikings has been a thing for a while. So Williams, Daniels, May, McCarthy. Give me the Elliott Shore Parks thoughts on this quarterback class.
So Caleb Williams, to me, I would be somewhat nervous, but I think you'd be foolish not to take him one. He looks like Mahomes when he plays. He has a stud arm. I think he's already a star. I think that matters. Like, he's going to come to the NFL aware of the pressure and having the spotlight on him. I think that really, really matters. Like, Drake May has not dealt with the scrutiny and attention that Caleb Williams has. So I really like Caleb Williams. He'd be my number one. My number two is J.J. McCarthy.
Mm, he's a winner.
He's a winner. He's a big time. He played at a big time program. And this thing about that, he didn't throw the ball a ton. I agree with that. But he was a really high recruit. He played at a big time high school program. And if you just watch the throws he did make in Michigan, he is very good. And he can move. I was surprised how well he can move. So he's my number two. I have Jaden Daniels at number three. He's just such a special player. He makes plays. He has a strong arm. You look at what he did at LSU last year in terms of just getting the ball up and down the field. And then obviously as a runner, he's an extreme plus. I mean, he's compared to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He'd be my number three. I want no part of Drake May. If the Eagles should be hoping that the Giants get Drake May. I am not in on him. So that would be my quarterback rankings.
Yeah, and you look at McCarthy. McCarthy thing is interesting. Jalen Hurts at Alabama threw the ball about the same as McCarthy.
Yeah.
When you're in a good team, you're not going to throw it as much, right?
Yep.
You're winning games. You're ahead. Yeah, Hugh's not sold on Caleb Williams. I mean, he's clearly the top pick tomorrow, Hugh, but people wonder how great he's going to be, because some people think he's going to be like the best quarterback in the league or right there at Mahomes eventually.
Yeah, I think he struggles in Chicago. I really do. I don't think that, you know, when you look at the development of quarterbacks in Chicago, who comes to mind?
None.
I'm saying,
right.
and you talk about Fields when he was there, they really didn't help him out a lot. Like, they looked like they didn't have a clue of what they were going to do. So I think he's going to struggle. I think that he's going to go there. Everybody's high on him. I think the game is going to be a little bit faster for him. Well, obviously it's going to be a little bit faster for him. But, yeah, I think he's going to struggle his first year.
Well, I think, too, this applies to quarterbacks, but I think it's especially true in general. All the players that will get drafted, it matters so much where you land.
Totally.
If you're a player, you have to hope you're landing in a place like Philadelphia. There's talent there. There's good coaching. They have a track record of, A, paying their guys, but also developing them. To Hugh's point, if I'm Drake May, I have no interest in going to the Giants. I'd rather fall 10 spots and land somewhere else than go have to play for New York as a bad head coach. They've been bad for years. Caleb Williams with Chicago, I agree. That's why I like Justin Fields more than other people. I think he's more a product of being there than he is a bad player. But the one thing the Eagles have going for him is the player they draft tomorrow will come to a situation where he is set up to succeed.
Well, that's the McCarthy. Like, if McCarthy goes to the Vikings with Justin Jefferson and Kevin O'Connell, he's going to be good. If he goes to the Patriots, he's probably going to stink.
100%.
Yeah, it is a lot situation. All right, Elliot, are you going to have a final prediction tomorrow? Are you going to do it right for the draft? Like,
I have my prediction.
You got
what
it?
What you got?
Yeah. If I had to pick a player that I think is most likely to end up on the Eagles tomorrow, I think it's Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. And my
tackle.
The tackle. My logic. Yeah, I know.
That's not sexy at all.
But my logic is he's a special athlete. He's been working out with Lane Johnson. He'll be there at 22. They had him in for a visit, so he's one of those seven guys that they had in.
Checks a lot of boxes.
And while the draft world doesn't think he can play guard, he has a more athletic body type than Landon, but he's just as big. The size, the weight, it's all similar. So if they think Landon can be a great offensive guard, maybe they think Guyton can play offensive guard. So Guyton would be my top guy. After that, I'd go Troy Fontanu out of Washington. He'd be a trade-up guy for me. And if they take a corner, I think the corner they're most likely to take is Kool-Aid McKinstry.
So Guyton, Fontanu, McKinstry.
Those are my three.
And all came in here for a visit?
All came in here for a visit. Two of those guys are probably available at 22. I think if you're making a prediction, you can't expect them to trade up. So those will be my two guys. And then if they do move up, I think it'll be for Fontanu out of Washington.
All right. It's going to be fun tomorrow night, the NFL draft. Elliot, we appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Appreciate you.
Yep.
There he goes. Elliot Shoreparks in his weekly spot with us. So Tyler Guyton at number 22, as Kyle is upset back there. It would make more sense than a wide receiver for everyone out there that's not crazy. It would make way more sense than a wide receiver.
No, it wouldn't.
Sure would.
We need a pass catcher. I wouldn't mind having a pass catcher.
Well, I've asking everybody this. What do you think is the more likely that the Eagles hit on with two picks, right? Mid-round O-lineman and early round, you know, say receiver or corner or the reverse. I think there is a clear answer here. Clear.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, I would tend to agree with I know it's a leading question.
Right.
Well,
because it's the right question to ask, right? We're talking about what the Eagles have the best chance of succeeding in the draft. Is that not the only question that we should be asking?
Well, all right, but again,
how can they get the best outcome in the draft?
Yes, but as the draft goes on, you control it less. Like early on, I mean, I bet Howie Roseman right now can guess the first 25 picks with some level of guesswork. Once you get to 52, 50 and 53, who knows what's on the
right,
board?
But how many offensive linemen are they saying that are great in this class?
A lot.
Okay. So then why do we need to go? Why do we need to use 22 to get one when you can get another good one later?
And that's fine. And I get your point. I'm trying to get a defensive player in here. Give me Latu. Give me a corner. Give me someone that can affect the game in a big way.
You know who affects the game in a big way?
Here we go.
Brock Bowers.
Yeah, and that Brock would affect the game way more than a corner or a defensive end would as a rookie. Are you nuts?
You can find tight ends throughout the draft. All the best tight ends in the league. How many are first round picks?
Okay.
How many?
Not a whole lot.
Sam,
you can also find a good offensive lineman anywhere in the draft.
Well, you can find anything anywhere if you look hard enough, but the Eagles struggle to find these things.
Well, okay, so that's my point. What do the Eagles have the best success rate historically of doing?
I think that the offensive player would have more success in this offense because the pressure would be as great.
You're damn right. It'll be more impactful immediately.
As it would be on the defensive player.
Now, why did we sign Saquon to win a Super Bowl in 3 years? No.
I agree with that. But you know what? It's also, and I think Mark Ross brought this up with us, the Eagles can view things differently because they have a front office that's not afraid to get fired. Teams make bad decisions when they're worried just about now.
Oh, you read between the lines when you said that.
Oh, yeah. Howie knows he's not going anywhere. So you could take a guy for the future. 215-592-9494. Lot to react to there. Elliot with us. He thinks Tyler Guyton is the most likely pick for the Eagles at 22 tomorrow. Hugh, I think this quarterback thing is fascinating. Now, Hugh and I are going to have a mock-off at 1 o'clock.
Mock-off.
The Daily Mock at 1. It's our final one because tomorrow we have a Phillies game in the afternoon.
Weird.
It's a mock-off.
I will be tracking your accuracy, by the way, both of you guys.
So we'll do a mock-off. But I find it fascinating because I think four of these top quarterbacks could land in the NFC. If this is a good quarterback class, this changes the future of the Eagles' window. Now, if it's a bad quarterback class and they all end in the NFC, it makes the Eagles' ability to win the conference and win the division and all that easier for the next 5 years. But I think that's really interesting. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, McCarthy, all could be within the NFC. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Terrence, who's up next. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I want to hit on the Sixers, too, but I want to start talk about the offense side of the ball. You guys want to go with offense and the receipt. Well, Joe, you don't. I'm with Joe on this one. I feel like after I saw what I saw last year on the defense side of the ball, I want to go with defense to shore up this defense, if it's on the interior line, if it's a cornerback, safety, whatever. Because I feel like we saw this last year. If you get too many weapons, and they couldn't even score with the weapons we had last year. But if you bring in another weapon, I feel like it might cause friction, because you know AJ had a problem with the balls he was getting. And we even saw it with Smitty. Smitty got a little aggravated because he wasn't getting any catches. He wasn't receiving the ball. So I feel like it could be a gift and it could be a curse to grab another receiver, because I feel like what we have right now, we got the Ferrari in the backfield with Saquon, and we have two receivers. We have a lot of weapons, and I feel like if you can't use them weapons, there's something wrong with your coaching. Like, we have a lot of weapons, and I know we grabbed a couple of veteran slot receivers, but I would rather go defense on the defense side of the ball.
And I think Terrence, I think they can get a receiver in the third or fourth round to plug in as the
Absolutely.
Slot. Some of the bet. Amon Ross St. Brown just got $30 million a year. They just signed him about an hour ago. He was like a mid-round pick. I mean, you don't need to use first-round picks to get good receivers in the NFL.
And like you said, though, there's always a diamond in the rough. You know,
Puka Nacua, he's a guy.
Absolutely.
Fifth rounder.
So wait a minute, Terrence, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So, but basically, we're not going to draft a receiver because we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
No, I'm not using that resource.
It could cause friction.
I'm just saying.
Well, he's right. It could cause friction.
So we're worried about
it. It could cause friction AJ likes his
reception. I don't give a damn what AJ like. I'm trying to win Super Bowls.
So
here.
Am I with a defense.
And I'm trying to win
Super Major
Bowls.
League buddies.
Major League buddies.
It's also not fantasy football, everybody.
How much more needs to perform?
I know, Terrence. Say it with your chest, Terrence.
He needs all the weapons.
How much more does
he need?
He needs all the weapons.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
They want to fix it, man.
How about we have the offensive line pick him up and carry him into the end zone next year? He's the quarterback.
They pretty much do that already.
You guys are right about that one.
A quick thing on the Sixers, guys. We should be up 2-0 in the series right now. And I feel like the refs, most definitely Maxey got fouled twice. Nick Nurse said the referees looked right at him. They didn't give him the timeout. I feel like we should be up 2-0. I feel like we're the better team. And who's that? Josh Hart? He's not going to keep scoring 20 points a game. He ain't going to keep scoring 20 points a game. So if we neutralize Brunson, we have a chance to win these series. But one more thing. I saw this earlier. And they said the Sixers might not bring in Tobias Harris back. Please don't. This guy can't even score 10 points.
Terrence, if he comes back,
you have to give me at least 16 a game, Tobias.
Oh, I can't. Well, Terrence, we appreciate it. Speaking of Tobias Harris, you guys got to hear this. Rasheed Wallace has got a podcast now. You got to hear what Rasheed said. I'm. This is good for air, right? This Kyle, we're good for air.
Yes,
on this?
I
just want to make sure.
I
just want to make sure. Rasheed Wallace on Tobias saying a lot of things that we're all feeling.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Sheed not lying.
Listen. I reached out to Sheed. Hopefully we can get him on the show.
I'd love to talk to Sheed.
But I want to talk to Sheed about a whole bunch of different things, man. You know, he being the son of Philadelphia and a big time Kansas City
Chiefs. I know,
Chiefs
he's
a
huge Chiefs.
We got him to denounce the Nova guys on the Knicks too.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do that. Yeah. he was one of my favorite players.
She's a good guy, man. He's a real good dude.
And he said there what everyone has felt about Tobias for a long time. Enough of the BS.
Making a whole lot of money.
Yeah, he is to stink. I mean, that's the bottom line. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Excuse me. Hit your phone calls here. Eagles, wide receiver, tight end. If they trade up for a pass catcher, would you be upset? I would. I got two fantasy football guys here with me. I thought the guy next to me used to play defense. I was mistaken on that. Would you be upset if they take one? Sixers, and of course, it is a Wednesday. A what-if Wednesday. We have an incredible one for you on the anniversary of one of the most controversial draft picks in Eagles history. What happened if it never happened? What about that next? Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday show Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news, the new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.